flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
B. Mitch in Philly, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live from Navy Yard Studios. B. Mitch in Philly show is brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com, find a contractor near you, and available tax credits and rebates. We're talking about R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right. Joining us now is our guy, Mike Jones. You can follow him on X at by Mike Jones. Mike, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing well, B. Mitch. How you doing?
I am fantastic. Mike, Commanders year finally came to an end, but what are your thoughts on how they went out there and played this year?
Well, look, I had the expectation that we were going to see a foundation laid, that we were going to see a lot of growing pains, but we're going to see some promise, and that there would be, you know, things to build on for the future. Never in my wildest dreams did I expect that they would get this thing turned around this quickly, and not only would they reach the postseason, but they would be a game away from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that your rookie quarterback would have played as well as he did in the postseason, like, just amazingly. And even in that NFC Championship game, they did not lose that game because of him. So fantastic season, way exceeded expectations, and the future is bright. Again, the foundation's there. They got work to do still, but they're headed in the right direction.
You say the future's bright, and you've seen a lot of football. You've seen a lot of teams come and go and things of that nature. When you look at how they are doing things and prepared, can this be something that we see that's the beginning of something new, not just like, oh, a one-hit wonder?
Yeah, I don't think it's a one-hit wonder, because the thing is, this is a quarterback-driven league, right? You've got to have a quality difference maker quarterback. You have him. He is the centerpiece. Now you just have to, you know, continue to build around him. They also improved steadily on defense. You know, it was pretty shaky early on. They continued to get better. So that's telling you that there's a coaching staff who understands, okay, this is the talent we have, and this is how we have to help them continue to progress and get the most out of them. They would not have continued to improve each week if it had not been for a talented coaching staff that really understood the talent it was working with. Also, general manager, the talent that they were able to get, some of those were stop gaps. Some of those were pieces to build on for the long term. But they understand how to fit the puzzle pieces together. Look to me like the general manager and the coaching staff The whole front office and the coaching staff were in lockstep with each other because there weren't ill-fitting pieces that, you know, oh, the GM or the front office wanted you to get this. And, you know, we've had times when the coaching staff has players that they're working with that they did not want to be acquired. Mm-hmm. That is not the case here. So you've got the GM, you've got the coach, you've got the unity and cohesion and the vision that they share together, and you've got the quarterback. And so that's what you need to build a strong franchise, and they're going to get there.
It's funny, Mike. B and I were talking about how you really see these situations where coaches will try to blame other coaches. They kind of try to hide it, but they do it publicly or privately. They won't play players that they didn't draft. Like all the symptoms of broken organizations, like you and I know them well from our time just being there every day covering the Commanders, and it's so different now. It's remarkable. Like, I was thinking about this, Jonesy. Senior Bowl's going on. Are you down in Mobile?
No, I'm not.
So I'm not either. But do you remember the years we had to go down there to chase Bruce Allen around to try to get an interview because he wouldn't just do the normal thing and have an end-of-season presser?
Yeah.
Stuff is gone, man.
There was no transparency. You would ask a question, and you would get a GM who smirked at your question and then would talk in a word salad and not answer you. This just the way of doing things is way different now. I heard it once I went out there to the facility. I saw it. You feel it. It really is it's a new day. And look, they could they take a step backwards next year? Are they going to make the NFC Championship game this year? Next year, I don't know. And they could take a little bit of a step back, but I don't think it's a drop back to double-digit losses. This thing is going – they're going to keep on building this thing and keep on progressing. And this is not the only time that we're going to be covering this team deep into January.
Yeah, man.
But, you know, the culture was damn good.
Well, the culture's been great.
No.
Every head coach has come there has changed the culture, right?
But I'll hit you with the Bruce Allen. The culture is damn good.
That's right.
Jonesy, let's zoom out and talk about some of these hires made around the NFL. Of all the coaching vacancies, what hire were you most impressed with?
I guess I would have to say Ben Johnson. I think that was a really good hire for Caleb Williams' development in Chicago. They have talent on that roster on both sides of the ball. They messed themselves up by sticking with Matt Eberflus for one more year. They should not have done that. They should have made the move, right away. It's tough for a rookie quarterback, a young quarterback, to now he's got to learn a whole different language and a different way of doing things. But I think that he's got the right guy, the mad scientist, the teacher of an offensive-minded head coach that's going to help him get headed in the right direction. Because, look, they did not win a lot of games. Statistically, he wasn't bad. I think that was probably the biggest win of the coaching cycle. Mike Vrabel up in New England, he's a great coach, I believe. He'll be good for them. It's just so dumb that they could have had him last year. They delayed this whole thing by a year, and they, wanted to get away from the Belichick way, and now they got Vrabel back there as their coach, and then they bring Josh McDaniels back as the offensive coordinator again. It's just so silly because all they had to do when Vrabel was available last year was to hire him and make him the head coach then.
It is silly. So much of all this stuff is just crazy. I agree with Johnson. If the other element to this is, like, you got to also be the leader, but I think we might be discounting his leadership abilities. What do you make of Liam Cohen? I don't even know how to say the dude's name. Cohen?
Cohen. Cohen.
What do you make of the way that all shook out, where he didn't want to be there, they finally get rid of Balke, he's still going back to Tampa, and then he goes back to Jacksonville?
Okay. I would have reservations of hiring a guy that showed so much disloyalty to the franchise that was doing right by him. You know, you're 1 year as the offensive coordinator, and you do great, and you draw attention. That's fine. So he didn't want to go to Tampa, but I mean, to Jacksonville because of Balky. Shad Khan is an idiot because all he had to do was talk to anybody around the league, and there were many people who didn't want to work with Trent Baalke. But he held on to him, and he drug out the process. And who knows, he maybe could have had Ben Johnson because Trevor Lawrence is an attractive piece to work with. But okay, so he finally decides to fire him. The thing I don't like about Cohen is all he had to do was say to the Bucks after they had that verbal agreement they were going to make him one of the highest paid offensive coordinators, they say, hey guys, I really appreciate what you're going to do for me. The situation changed here, and this is an opportunity that I feel like I got to pursue. Instead, he went dark on the franchise. And he tried to say, oh, my kid was sick, so that's why I wasn't communicating with you guys. When turns out he was at the Jacksonville Jaguars facility and talking to them and nailing down this deal to be their head coach. I would not want to hire somebody like that, because if you cannot trust a guy to be a man of his word and be straight up and have difficult conversations with a team that was taking care of him, was about to make him very handsomely compensated, then what's going to happen when things go poorly in your organization? Is he going to jump ship? Is he going to blame things? Is he going to turn on players? Is he going to turn on you? So, but again, I'm not surprised, because Shad Khan has not shown that he knows how to run a quality organization. They've been in bad shape down there in Jacksonville for a while. So, maybe he and, you know, Cohen deserve each other.
I guess teams aren't like bumpers.
But this exact situation, a Tampa Bay OC that said, yo, I'm not going to work with Balky, happened 3 years ago with Byron Leftwich.
Byron Leftwich.
That actually, remember, Balky did not want them to hire Leftwich, so he put out there that Byron did not want to work with him. Byron has told me from his mouth that he had actually never said that and was wanting to come home and coach in Jacksonville, and all of a sudden these words came out that he don't want to work with him. He's like, where did that come from? Turns out it was Balky.
Also an example of what a scumbag Balky
what a douche he is. Hey, let me ask you a question. Is Dallas in a better position or worse?
I guess they probably are worse. I mean, look, if you just want to be the star and have a coach you can control, then this was a great hire. But if you really wanted to improve your team, and you could have gotten Mike Vrabel, or you couldn't have gotten Ben Johnson, or, you know, you could have gotten any number of guys, but you drug your feet and you tried it. I think he really wanted to force Mike McCarthy into taking a bad deal and keep everything the same. And, you know, McCarthy was not going to go for that. And then winds up settling on Schottenheimer, who nobody in the league was interested in, who's been a coordinator in the league for 25 years and has managed. I looked at the rankings of his offense. I think he's only had one or two top 10 offenses. Everything else is in the 20s. I mean, if you really want to win, then that is not the hire you make. Yeah. But it's good for everybody else in the NFC East, because Jerry Jones can't get out of his way, and so you don't have to worry about the Cowboys.
Do you think anything was ever real with Dion?
I mean, I think they had a conversation. I think that Jerry knew that he was not going to be the star, and Dion was going to overshadow him, and if they turned things around, Dion was going to get the glory and not Jerry. Mm-hmm. I think Dion was too strong a personality for Jerry. And so that's probably what happened there.
what a world, huh? Yep. Talking with our friend Mike Jones from The Athletic. You can give him a follow at By Mike Jones. What do you make of the Pete Carroll hire and Tom Brady kind of running the show and Vegas trying to rebuild and become, frankly, relevant?
Yeah, look, I know they wanted Liam Cohen initially as well because, you know, they hired Spytek, who had been in Tampa. And the familiarity, I think that Pete Carroll was the smart hire. I think that that's a mess there. You didn't need another first-time head coach, a guy who'd only had 5 years of NFL coaching experience, 1 year as a coordinator. You don't want him making the jump and being a head coach of a real reclamation project. So Pete Carroll is a guy who's been there. He's done it. He's got strong leadership skills. He is the guy who has the vision. That is probably the better hire. It's probably fortunate for them that it didn't work out to get Cohen. And so I think Pete Carroll will be good for them. Obviously, we know I have no idea who their quarterback is going to be, but Tom Telesco actually did a good job of drafting for them. Mm-hmm. He had his first three draft picks were starting center. Obviously, Brock Bowers was number one. They also had a starting center, and they also had a starting right tackle from three of their top draft picks last year. They had quality pieces to work with there. You need to find a quarterback and have some other things to help shore up your defense. But Pete Carroll will come in there, and it's a three-year deal, so it's not a super long deal. Guy is over 70, but he's got a youthful energy to him, and he knows how to connect with players. So I think it'll be a good hire for them.
I mean, certainly Carroll has, you said, that youthful energy, that like constant positive aggression mindset. And I think that'll be fascinating to watch. Going forward, I'm going to circle it back to the Commanders here, Mike. We're 6 weeks out from free agency, more or less?
Yeah.
Washington has a ton of cap space. You expect them to be really aggressive early on in this, or do you think they'll continue to try to lean on building through the draft?
I think they're going to build through the draft, but I think they will be selective and have a few key pieces they'll get in free agency. I think that the veterans are going to want to come here to play. When you have that energy, that kind of a difference maker, a kid who's playing like a top 10 quarterback already, maybe the best quarterback in the NFC East. Veterans will want to come here, but I think that they know that the long term is building through the draft. And so you're going to see a blend, a smart approach.
I think that's what is needed and probably what we're going to see. It's crazy to think what all they accomplished this year with a rookie quarterback, first year head coach, first time ever general manager. And B and I are both pretty much agreeing with you. I think especially, we're kind of getting to a space where the Giants, are you shocked they didn't fire everybody up there?
I'm not, just because John Mara hates paying people to not work. And, he holds on to things way too long. And so I think that's why. And look, also, I think a little bit of it was, they made the mess. And so he wants them to clean it up. He also
may not be
was
capable.
Part of that decision, he let Barkley go himself as well. So that's why he couldn't totally blame them for the state of that team.
It's just crazy that because they were on Hard Knocks and then we all watch it, like just how brutal that has looked for them. But
I think I wasn't it on this show? I think B Mitch, I think you asked, like, what are they? Is he giving them the rope to hang themselves with? Like, this is the worst
well,
thing
they sure
in the world.
Did.
Yeah. Yes. And so, we saw it all, That couldn't have played out any more awful for them.
But we know what the Giants are, at least, I would say, a year away, because that quarterback situation is a mess. Like, who knows what's going on there, right? The Cowboys. Now, maybe you get Dak back healthy. There's obviously some talent there. But this
Wasn't,
more and more looks
Schottenheim
like.
Schottenheim already working with the offense?
Yeah, but okay. McCarthy was calling the plays.
Yeah, but he's working with the offense.
Right.
Installation.
Right. But this looks like Washington is trying to catch Philly in the division. And if you had to come up with a blueprint, a game plan to catch Philly, what is it?
Invest in the defensive line, invest in your offensive line. I mean, you look across the line, but they didn't have their starting center and had a guard playing center for the first half of the game.
It was limping profusely.
Right.
They have studs all across their defensive line. They have studs in their secondary. It's amazing. They have not had high draft picks in a while, but they have quality picks, And so they do a great job of talent evaluation, but you see where they've invested. They've invested in their offensive line and defensive line, and magically they drafted Devontae Smith, like would be a number one receiver on any other team. And then you figured out how to pay him and A.J. Brown. You got Saquon, but again, it all starts with the mindset of being physical, winning in the trenches. And so if you can win in the trenches on both sides of the ball, you're going to be in good shape. That helps your quarterback. That helps your secondary. You know, so that's what's got to be the blueprint, is investing up front. It's not sexy, but it makes a big difference.
It's not sexy, but you know what? All the great teams that have gone out there and won Super Bowl, they had good offensive line and defensive line.
It's what they built in San Fran.
Hell yeah.
And then you add the really special skill position people later, you know?
Before the game, the offensive line was working out right before where we were doing our show. Santana said, damn. I said, what you talking about? He said, man, look at their offensive line. Monstrous, yeah. Dog. Some big dudes. But they're big and they can play, you know?
Yep, yep.
It's Jonesy, we see you in New Orleans?
Yep, I will be there.
Okay, great. Look forward to it, man. Thank you for the
JP
time.
JP taking us out for drinks, Jonesy.
I will happily right. buy Mike a drink.
What about me? What the hell?
I'll get all you right. too, B. Thank you, Mike.
Looking forward to it.
All right,
bro.
See you later, man.
Just quickly just left me, boy. I'll buy Mike a drink.
No, you said we're going out for drinks, and I was like, yeah, I'll happily buy Mike a drink. I will buy you one, too. You and I go out for drinks fairly regularly, and we kind of have a good flow of I get this one, you get that one. I don't know that the last time I think I had a drink with Mike Jones was at the Arizona owners meetings in, like, 2018.
That's too long, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Been
yeah,
too long.
Yeah.
Maybe at the Combine, but I don't know. The Combine's gotten so damn late. Here's what I do know. It's the best time of year for football, and it's finally here. The big game has arrived, and fans are excited to see who will be hoisting the trophy in New Orleans. You can get in on all the action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Check out their big game giveaway promo for your chance at $1 million in prizes. 25 winners will walk away with $10,000 in cash, and 7,500 winners will get $100 in bonus bets. No deposit or bet required. Opt in today in the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details. $10,000 in cash and $7,500 and getting $100.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good ass deal. You see that picture I just dropped in there? That's your boy, Walter Payton. That's your favorite player ever, right? Wasn't it Sweetness?
Sweetness and these in our Dorset.
Look at that picture of Eric Dickerson and Walter Payton at the 1984 Pro Bowl. That's the Pro Bowl I want.
Eric Dickerson. That's Eric, right?
Yeah.
Eric Dickerson and Walter Payton.
That's
yep.
Some G's right there. I want to.
Yeah, like they had already did their work and it was done. We're not going back in, but like right now they're done for the game start.
They look like they're chilling. Yeah. I don't think, and forgive me, we've checked in with the stream whatsoever today. Why, Brian, who was it? I don't feel like scrolling up that much.
Our guy, Strizzy.
Strizzy's back. Strizzy's what is
back.
The count
Strizzy
at?
Say, hey, man, y'all going before 10. I'm jumping in this joint.
So we keep track of whoever the first person to comment is.
Yeah, on Kangaroos.
By the, when we say we, I mean White Brian does. Who is it, WB?
Is that Strizzy?
Strizzy.
No, today, but who's leading on the year?
Oh, Strizzy has 12.
All right, other people are kind of catching up, right?
I guess.
The only reason they're catching up is because we went through that week and we said Strizzy had to be second, he didn't have to be first. And then you kept giving it to the first person. And if we had never stopped him, he would have all of them.
Is there anybody above 5 besides Strizzy?
No.
Damn. Strizzy needs a vacation or something. you know what? Or just shout out to Strizzy. Everybody on the stream's mad at me. Yo, I'm checking in, Scotty G. I'm not... Can I say the word Scotty G is saying? I don't know that I can. Scotty G is very upset. Deborah's mad.
Why are they mad? Because you didn't give it to them?
Oh, Deb says that Strizzy cheats.
How?
How, White Brian?
Sometimes he gets in before 10 o'clock.
Everybody's been in before 10 o'clock.
But I don't know how else he would be cheating besides that.
Well, let's be real. Whenever we
stream up.
Whenever we pull it up. Whenever we pull it up is when it starts calculating the people.
Yeah, I set it to go live at 10 o'clock. But as soon as I get the program going, people can hop in and join the waiting room.
What if
the person that we called yesterday was at JD or whoever he was, JD or something like that? He was at 957.
Here's an idea, and I'll be honest, this sounds like certainly work I'm not going to do. What if the person that gets credit is the, like, you look, we have these giant red clocks, right? Like, we know what time it is. When Brian and I first actually speak and the show begins, that person gets the credit. Generally, we come on around 10:04, 10:03:30, something like that. Landfill probably wants us to come on about 10:02:30 or 10:03. Is that a reasonable ask, Brian?
Yeah, I can do that.
You gotta do what?
Like, the first person that says hello when we actually come on the air rather than just when the stream opens.
Why are we changing the rules? Because if everybody else want to beat the dude, get on a little damn earlier.
The NFL
rules for nobody.
The NFL changed overtime rules to try to beat Mahomes.
So we're not changing rules to help nobody out. We're not the NFL. Get up. You want to be in, do it at 9:50.
Shout out to Landfill. He bought a bunch of pizza. Also, shout out to me. Go to the stream right now.
I'm on the stream.
White Brian, tell me if you see this. It looks as though I am being touched by an angel in the stream. There is a beam of light coming directly onto my head.
Because you got a light right above your head, dog.
You don't have one.
My light is off right above my head.
Do you think this is divine intervention?
Hell no.
I think it is.
I don't think it is. If it was divine intervention, that voice wouldn't sound like you're eating rocks.
I think my voice sounds fine today.
No, it doesn't. Never sounds fine.
I think it sounds normal. It's my voice.
You're eating rocks.
But at a certain point, it's just that's how I sound.
Not some days.
White Bride, doesn't it look like an angel is beaming down upon me?
Yeah, I'm going to have to get you a ring light or something because, yeah, that's been there all day.
I'm going to be clear. I'm not going to accept your ring light.
Yeah, it's just the thing right above his head right there.
Yeah, the light bulb. Jeff, do you think there's something religious going on here?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Hell no.
I think it might be.
I would tell you it definitely isn't.
Two comments in the stream. Zin's World says JP is on a mission from God like the Blues Brothers. Correct. Sam C says really is off season if JP's yapping about a halo on his head.
Yep.
Here we are. All right. Since it really is the off season, I'm gonna stick to the sheet here. Jeffrey. The one pending free agent you need Washington to bring back. Only one. You only get one. You only get one.
Bobby Wagner.
Wagner.
Yes.
Why?
Even though, you know, our defense had its struggles, I just feel as though he was like a solid foundation for the team. Like, he knows what it's like to win. I think his, because we heard a lot of reporters and people talk about his influence in the locker room. I just think that is a solid piece to have, especially in rebuilding the team.
Not mad at that. That's a...
Sound good.
There's not a wrong answer in this, but certainly Bobby Wagner should be at or near the top of the list. What about for you, B? You only get to pick one.
Well, I only picked one. I was going to pick Wagner, but, you know, since Jeff picked Wagner, we got Wag already out there. I think he has been way more for this team than what people think. And I think a lot of times, a lot of people that don't understand the influence of somebody on a football team. And Bobby has been a great influence, not only on the defensive side, but the offense, Jaden Daniels, the whole team as a whole. Like, you hear coaches talking about how he would hand them stuff about defensive things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can see him possibly being a coach, a D coordinator eventually, but I think he touches way more people on the team than just being a defensive guy.
I'm looking at Landfill's text right now. Just as a brief rule of thumb, if you're wearing pajama pants in the middle of the day, I'm at least going to question some things. That's just unless
you're talking about the red.
Unless you're in your apartment in college, like,
hey, Jeff said everybody that was born after 99 is weird. He say, what? He said, well, you a boy, say 2000. Jeff said, that's what I'm talking about. Jeff, did you notice the look at the pajamas?
Yeah, I didn't want to destroy my boy like that in the radio. So that's why I just stopped.
But there's a new guy walking around with thinning red hair and pajama pants. And he decided to enter the break conversation. And I decided to walk back into the prison cell. I think one of the most important things you learn in journalism school is that, like, people have biases, and if you try to ignore those, you're not telling the truth. So, like, I'm going to accept that I may be biased on this, and I recognize in terms of importance, this is not the right answer, because Wagner, Ertz, Eckler, Chin, like, there were people. Of the pending free agents, I don't want to see Tress in another uniform. Like, all the rest of these dudes have been other places and kind of came here for a year, and it was a magical year, but it was like there's a level of mercenary to it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't want to see Tress in a Chargers uniform.
Hey.
Think, like, Art Monk in a Jets uniform still upsets me.
Hey, man. You have people.
Hell, B. Mitch in an Eagles uniform. Hey. I don't love it.
Hey, yeah, it is that let it happen. So, you know, talk to them, Bass.
I feel like we could get Tress done by the end of next week and just not have to worry about that. That's all I'm saying. He's a DMV treasure.
Yeah.
Landfill, you got one?
I like
somebody you don't want to lose?
For me, it was Bobby Wagner. I just think that the defense isn't good enough to be kind of jettisoning good players like Bobby. You know, we need him back.
Way for me to search this. If I have to scroll through every at the top of the list as far as most importance to the team, I think he'll have a market, though. I think underselling Bobby Wagner was something foolish that happened around the league last year. And I know the phrase, and I know how, like, one thing I find so bizarre, and maybe this happens in the NBA, and I just don't pay that close attention to it. And the Wizards have largely not been a team that we have to worry about who they're spending money on.
Mm-hmm.
But NFL, I've never seen a group of fans that care more about, like, protecting the cap. Like, dog, you're a fan.
Listen, man, they're wasting their time. They don't know even what's happening with the cap. They just hear somebody say something, and they run with it.
Like, for me, for fans to say, oh, you'd rather be a year early than a year late, I guess. But at some point, you got to acknowledge elite athletes age differently. And if this dude just had 130 tackles, he had 180 the year before in L.A., is he showing you any signs of slowing down? Eventually, when you see the signs, that's one thing. But I haven't seen that whatsoever. Nah. 130, Jeff Ehrman joins the show. Damn, in about 45 minutes, we're going to hear from Jeff Ehrman in advance of a big Terps game tonight. It was 15 years ago when Gravis beat Duke in College Park. It makes your boy feel very old. Especially because I was already out of college at that point. Damn, your boy is old. B, I don't know if
Stop
you saw
yourself,
this.
Brother.
What's that?
Stop aging yourself.
Yeah, you're right. Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt during the NFC title game as Saquon went on that 60-yard house call. And Saquon, I mean, finished with 3 touchdowns. He dominated that game. They made a joke about Giants fans might have a tough time with this going forward. And that's been a pretty recurring joke all season is how well Saquon has played. And it's only amplified because of the Hard Knocks and the John Mara memes and all of it. Well, guess who thinks it's time to stop?
Who?
You want to guess, Landfill?
Mara?
No. But somebody that collected checks from him.
Eli?
Nope. I don't think Eli would say it.
B. Mitch?
No.
Oh, no.
But you did collect checks from him.
Yeah, I did. I'm not worried about what the hell's going on with him.
Strahan?
Nope. Anybody got a guess? White Brian?
He has a twin.
Odell?
Nope.
Tiki?
Tiki. Tiki's had enough of your jokes, Landfill. Everybody's saying, I mean, the memes.
When he said Saquon was dead to him, then people thought that was annoying and asinine.
Tiki said Saquon was dead to him?
Yeah, when he said, you know, when he got ready to leave. Well, he's dead to me. He's done. Because he was going to the Eagles.
So Tiki was asked, how many jokes will Brady and Burkhart make at the Super Bowl about Saquon killing it for the Eagles and the Giants letting him walk?
I think they're going to make more.
Tiki said, none. I think it's been played out, and if they are anything other than tone deaf, they will get it.
No. People love hearing it because it looks so damn stupid. The stuff that they did on TV, how they were going about this thing, they're not going to stop. Because you know what? Giants fans are pissed. Everybody that's a Giants fan are pissed at what happened except Tiki.
Dude, I think Giants fans are pissed.
Hell, Mara's still pissed.
Mara's pissed. Also, it continues to be funny because he continues to just kill it.
Yeah.
And I think if you watched the Hard Knocks, the arrogance that Shane handled that situation makes you want to root for Tiki. Or not Tiki, I'm sorry, Saquon.
Yeah, because what he did basically was, when Mara made his comments, he basically was like, whatever, I'm letting him go. Like, he was butthurt because he didn't call him back. That's the whole thing, Jake.
I totally agree.
There are a lot of people in sports in those positions that are weak as hell. And they hold grudges. And then they sit up there and they blame everybody but themselves when something goes down.
I couldn't agree more. How many jokes you got? How many Saquon Giants jokes you got in the Super Bowl? I'll set the over.
I go set it.
1.5?
I'm going to go over.
White Brian, does it hurt you that people are still making fun of the Giants for this as a Giant fan?
No, because the Giants deserve it.
I think that's how the fans feel. Now, Tiki's got a different financial incentive to want to get it over with. But
that shouldn't affect his job.
Of all the things you're mad at, White Brian, where is Saquon on the list?
I like seeing him be successful. It sucks it's for the Eagles, but like, he wouldn't rush for 2,000 yards on the Giants.
Because they don't have a line to block for him.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to rush for that when you're getting tackled by DBs and rushing
for 20
yards.
But that's not his fault that his people that were picking people didn't get good offensive linemen.
Yeah, it's not his fault at all, and yeah. I'm happy he's finally successful somewhere that is giving him the resources to be successful.
Well, I mean, he had success in New York, too. Not to this level.
Yeah, limited success.
And the team didn't have success. Dude, it's crazy to think how much that upset loss of the Vikings in the wild card round 3 years ago, in fact, set the Giants organization back. Danny Dimes plays the game of his life. They commit 100 mil to him over 2 years. He goes back to being terrible.
They have to learn to not be victims of the, like, right on the spot. They got to learn to look at things, step back from it a little bit, and realize that, nah, we still shouldn't pay this fool. People just jump off of one thing. Okay, if someone is consistently bad and then he has a great game, that doesn't overrule all the bad games.
It is something. Landfill, over under 1.5 Saquon jokes at the Super Bowl.
Honestly, I think it kind of depends on how well Saquon plays. I think if he's going out there with 3 touchdowns again, they'll probably reference it more than that.
I think that's a great point. If KC shuts Saquon down, they probably won't be making Saquon jokes because there's other things to discuss.
Yeah. They're playing in a Super Bowl, though.
Right.
And the other team was finished before the season was over. I still give you an opportunity.
If you think.
Brian, like, damn, you put it like that. It makes it feel different, don't it? They're in the last game of the season, win or lose, and by week 12, the Giants were, no, by week 10, the Giants were out of it.
Hell, the Giants might have been out of it. Maybe not math. I mean, they were among the first teams mathematically eliminated, yeah. if not the actual first. But, you know, congrats, White Brian. You have the number 3 overall pick to look forward to. the Giants on Thanksgiving.
Was out of it.
They were 2-9.
They were out of it.
they were bad.
They would not have to win 6 in a row.
Like,
and they still would have been out of it.
You went 3-14. I wouldn't worry about Saquon Barkley jokes. Like, just try to move it forward.
Yeah, man.
And Tyrone Tracy's a decent player.
I like Tracy. He's a good player. He's got to stay healthy. Two things I want to address. Jeff Ehrman's joining us at 1:30. I want to talk about the biggest position of need for Washington. And I have one sneaky next step for Washington that's a little off the radar. Nobody go anywhere.